617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get back to the calls with you guys in just a few minutes. What happened around the National Football League will be our topic at 12:30 today. But everybody knows now about the tragic news yesterday involving James White's parents. His father, Tyrone Jones Sr., was killed in an automobile accident. His mother, Lisa, when last we heard, was listed in critical condition. Ian O'Connor originally ran a piece on January 10th, 2019 on ESPN and ESPN.com. It was republished, obviously, after what happened yesterday. The piece is called James White Knew the Patriot Way Long Before He Met Bill Belichick. Ian O'Connor joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You had more contact with Tyrone Jones Sr. and Lisa Jones than any of us have ever had. I would imagine the news hit you like a gut punch yesterday as well.
It did. I remember talking to James White's father and just feeling like he had a generosity of spirit about him, even though he was a very tough, stern disciplinarian raising his kids and being a youth coach. And James White, I think, has embodied what the Patriots are and who they've been as much as anyone. And so, yeah, to hear the tragic news yesterday, it was, and I think really impactful, not only on James and his family and his teammates, but I think people around the NFL, because they know just how professional he is. The way he carries himself is really a reflection of his parents. So yeah, that was a terrible bit of news yesterday, and hopefully James will be able to get through this and be comforted by the sweetest memories of his father.
And it is pretty amazing, Ian, just how many people speak so highly of James White. And Tom Brady, I think, called him like the best teammate he's ever had, or something around there. You see his college teammates like Russell Wilson and J.J. Watt speaking out. Really nothing bad has ever been said about James White, the person, and that directly goes back to his upbringing.
Right, his father being a police officer, really. Gio Bernard, the longtime running back with the Bengals, basically lived with that family because they were high school teammates at St. Thomas Aquinas in Florida. And his own family, he lost his mother when he was young to cancer. His father fell on hard economic times. And so Gio Bernard ended up living with James White and his family. And he told me, too, that that was a law enforcement upbringing. When you were in that house, you knew you were in a police officer's house. And that's the way that that James White's father sort of raised his children and really impacted others in the community. He was big as a police officer. If he found a kid in the neighborhood who he felt was on the wrong track, maybe his life had been derailed, he tried to get him back on track. And he did that with a number of not just athletes, but kids and people in the Miami-Dade community that he would come across as a police officer. And I think you see James White, you see his father in James and the way he carries himself. There's nobody who's more of a pro's pro in the NFL than he is. And again, I think as much as anyone over the years from a distance that I've covered the Patriots, written about them from New York and just on a national basis, that represents who they've been more than he does. Remember, coming out of high school, he was a three-star recruit. He was not a big-time recruit. And he ends up going to Wisconsin, had to deal with some more high-profile running backs, and he figured out a way to have a very, very productive career there. And when he was drafted by the Patriots in the fourth round, I know his high school coaches, his college coaches thought it was a perfect fit because he does all the little things that help you win football games. And obviously the Patriots have been all about that for the better part of 20 years.
Yeah, it's funny, Ian, in reviewing your piece, the things that struck out to me from this 2019 piece that you did, and I noticed that you've it's since been updated about following the tragedy of yesterday. Everything that in the piece is all about little things, attention to detail, discipline, accountability, all tenets of the Patriot Way and the Bill Belichick coaching system. And we actually get a chance to speak to James White usually every Patriots Monday. Unfortunately, there'll be no contact with him this week. But one of the things that always strikes me is that when you speak with him, he sounds like an on-field extension of a Belichick interview. Just very, like, Patriot Way, 110%, got to get the win, it is what it is, on to Seattle, et cetera. So it's really like, it's like Belichick finds these guys that can be pieces of him that make their way onto the field time and again, and there's probably no better extension than James White.
That's right, and I remember talking to James's brother, Tyrone Jr., and I asked him about their father as a coach. Now, James initially told me his father wasn't that tough a disciplinarian as a coach, and I had heard other stories about that, so I asked his brother, Tyrone Jr., and he said, no, my dad was like Nick Saban as a coach. He was, if you made a mistake on the field, he was going to let you know about it in a very loud way. And so I think that, again, James being raised the way he was, and I believe I wrote this in the piece, it was like he knew and lived the Patriot way before he had to live it as a professional athlete. And so it was a perfect marriage. All of his coaches and the people really close to him knew when he was drafted in the fourth round by New England, it was going to be a perfect fit. And, of course, it has been. Obviously, without James White, the Patriots don't win that Super Bowl against Atlanta. And so, yeah, to have him experience this, his father was in his late 50s when he tragically died. It's just such a terrible thing for him to have to go through now. And again, hopefully he can pull through.
Ian O'Connor, senior writer for ESPN, is on the lines with us talking about James White and his family. You said in the piece that Lisa White had a slightly softer touch than Tyrone. Was it much softer?
Not much. She was tough. And I think she was in law enforcement. She worked in probation. And I know that Sunday mornings, she was a big churchgoer, and when James wanted to sleep in, he was not allowed to sleep in. She would drag him out of bed if she had to go to church. And so that was a household where he was raised to be a Patriot before he even knew it. And he did play in a great high school program and a very good college program, but was not a real superstar at either place. And you could say the same thing, really, in New England. He hasn't been a superstar. And yet, when you think of the Patriots, outside of the obvious with Belichick and Brady, the philosophy of that program where every detail matters, where every day is treated like Game 7 of the World Series, whether it's in May in minicamp or June or in January, that's who James White is. Now, maybe they find a way last night to win that game with him on the field because he's the kind of guy who's going to make a play or two that makes a huge difference in a game like that. It was such a tremendous game that I would have loved to have seen him play in it, and maybe he's the difference between winning and losing, and unfortunately that didn't happen.
Ian, I do want to ask you about Bill Belichick. You, of course, wrote the book on him a couple of years ago. How do you think he is embracing the post-Tom Brady era here in New England?
I think it's fascinating that he has an entirely different player at that position after having Brady for two decades, playing a certain way. And I think it does make sense to emphasize the thing that Cam Newton does that Brady could never do, as long as he stays healthy. And that obviously is a big factor here in how the rest of the season plays out. But I think Brady, as much as Brady was clearly looking for something different, Bruce Arians could not be more different from Belichick than any head coach in the NFL. But I think Cam Newton can't be any more different than any other quarterback is from Tom Brady. So I think, in a way, even though it looked like Belichick was going to start Stidham throughout the offseason, all of a sudden Cam Newton falls in his lap. I think it's great for both parties in a sense that they're getting to experience a partner who is entirely different from the one they had for 20 years. So if Cam Newton stays healthy, I think the Patriots are going to be a major factor despite the players who opted out and despite losing the greatest quarterback of all time. It looks like, just looking at the velocity on his fastball, looks really good to me. His arm looks live, and it's just finding ways to use his running ability while keeping him healthy is going to be the tricky thing, and hopefully they can pull that off.
Has his play through the first 2 weeks changed your opinion at all about how the Patriots will fare with him under center?
I would say I didn't expect Dale to see him look this healthy. I really like just the way he's moving and the velocity again on his passes and the way he sees the field and his connection with Edelman. I really think there's still a wide receiver short of maybe being a real Super Bowl contender. I think they will make the playoffs, whether it's winning the division or as a wild card. And Harry's going to be he has to be a big player for them for this to really work at the highest level. But maybe they make a move. I know Adam Schefter reported that Odell Beckham is not going to be traded, but he's the kind of guy, he's a diminished asset, but maybe with the Patriots and Belichick, and it's something that Odell Beckham has really always wanted to do is play in that system. Maybe they make that deal at some point, and that makes a difference. But I think that if Cam Newton stays healthy and he's playing at this level, they're going to be in the playoffs. They'll find a way to get that done. And I don't take any negatives out of last night. The only negative is the final score and not being 2-0. But I thought it was a wonderful football game. You're on the road. The James White tragedy happens. And to play the way they did, I thought was a complete positive.